Hi everyone and welcome to the Fret.
Yo.
Shut up. Hi everyone and welcome to the Friends to the End podcast. It's the Friends podcast with me, Michael, who's seen the show 1,000 times, and with my good friend Elizabeth, who's never seen the show. I lead her by the hand through every episode. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm swell.
Yeah? You doing all right?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Especially today, because it's a bumper double bonus episode extravaganza day.
Sure is.
We're going to talk about two episodes today for the price of one. Partly to make up for our slack release schedule of the last couple of months, and partly because we just want to get through season four. Come on. The end's in sight.
I know.
Today, we're talking about two episodes. We're talking about season four, episode 18, the one with Rachel's new dress, which we watched a couple of days ago, and I can tell by the look on your face you've already forgotten.
No. I remember it slightly.
Well, all of the bamboozle questions today are based on that episode.
No! No, they're not.
And we've also finished watching season 4, episode 19, the one with all the hasty.
The haste.
What's that now?
Haste!
Oh, I see. How embarrassing. But before we get into the episodes, shall we play a bit of bamboozle then?
Yeah!
Let's play bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
This is the sixth time we've played this game. Each time someone has bamboozled you, but today, you are the one that bamboozles. We've had a couple of people that couldn't beat your score.
Yeah!
You set a very impressive 4 out of 5 last time. And you bamboozled Greggles, who listens regularly and plays every week. And you also bamboozled Will Ashworth on Twitter. He could only get 3 out of 5. So, yeah. Must feel pretty good, right?
It really does.
You feel
it
like you're really sitting does. On top of the world?
I like when other people can't meet my standard. It just fuels me.
What's next for you, Elizabeth? 5 out of 5?
Oh, Michael, from your lips.
Let's find out. All right, question one. What color is the couch in Central Park?
Oh, God.
See it every day.
Red.
Orange. Sorry.
Well, wait, you're colorblind.
I read this on, like, a trivia website.
Can you show me a picture? Google image. I don't know. I think it's, like, a tough line.
You just stop yourself from saying burnt orange, which I think
I
will give you half a point. And I think that's fair.
Okay. Because that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I was close.
You could still get your top score if you get all these answers right.
All right.
Okay. As of today's episode, season 4, episode 19,
mm-hmm.
Which of the following people have we not met on the show? Joey's mum, Chandler's dad, or Phoebe's grandmother?
Chandler's dad.
We have not met Chandler's dad. That is correct.
Yeah! Oh, man. Kill it!
Rachel had a high school boyfriend. Monica went on a date with him in an episode this season.
Oh, yeah.
What was this guy's name?
No, names and I. Thaddeus.
Think of, like, a high school name. Think of, like, a high school nickname of, like, a sort of jock, the cool guy. Like, if you were to think of the, like, it's pretty lazy writing. It's like, what's a cool guy in high school called? Oh, Zach? No, that's a little on the nose. What about
Jason?
No, Chip.
Chip?
Yep. Remember he had the chipper, his motorcycle? Bad luck. Which one of the Central Perk gang fell into an open grave?
Joey.
I'm afraid it was Ross.
Ah.
Oh, dear. Okay, finally. In one episode, Ross broke a little girl's leg and had to sell Girl Scout cookies in her place. What was that girl's
name?
No. What was that girl saving up money from selling cookies for?
I didn't even know that it was cookies he would have to be selling.
What are you talking about? There was a whole episode about
Michael.
It.
Michael. It's like you think that after I watch these episodes, I sit down, I take notes, I study them, I go back and rewatch them. They go out of my mind and get replaced with my trash TV that I watch.
He went to go... We had a big argument about it on this very show. Ugh. Ross was just allowed to go into this girl's bedroom. Like, she had broken her leg, and he was like, what do you want? She was like, oh, well, if I sell the most cookies, I'll get to go to this place.
Disney World.
Land. No, I would have let you have it. She wanted to go to space camp.
Oh.
And remember, the episode ended, like, he didn't win, but then he, like, took her to his house, and, like, they put her in a chair. And
oh, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that's what I thought you might remember.
Nope.
Okay, well, it's a return to form this week, Elizabeth. You got 1.5 out of 5.
So remember,
which isn't
how you
your
said,
lowest score.
No, but remember how you said you weren't going to do names anymore?
Look, I've got to drop some names in there, okay?
I can't remember names. I can barely remember the Friends gang names.
Well, maybe you should be doing a little studying in between episodes.
Absolutely not.
Well then.
If you want to pay me to do that, I'll do it.
Well, we can open up a Patreon account and see if we get any takers, but right. I wouldn't hold your breath. All right, let's get on to the first episode of today's show and a game that you are reasonably good at. The one with Rachel's new dress first aired on the 2nd of April, 1998. How many people do you think watched this episode?
You go first this time.
I'll go first. The score is 10-6. I'm on a 2-game winning streak. The last episode with the free porn, one of our more heated episodes. Somebody accused me of having a sneeze muffin right before we went into that episode. We had to look up what that was.
Oh, some Friends expert you are.
Yeah, well, whoever sent that tweet, and I wish I had their name in front of me. Yes, you bamboozled me this week, so congratulations to you.
We looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Well, it wasn't on Urban.
What's a sneeze muffin? Thought it was some, like, euphemism.
Yeah, I thought it was some cool thing that the young people were saying these days.
Yeah, the youths.
All right, so the last episode, 23.2 million. I'm going to say 23.5 million for this episode.
I'm going to say 23.1.
Okay. And the correct answer, 21.7.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a sharp fall. They lost 1.5 million viewers in a week.
Ah, yes.
All right. Well, I think I can still win. I think I need to win the other one this episode, but we'll get to that later on. We watched this episode a couple of days ago. Do you remember where it opened, how it opened, who was there?
Oh, God. In an apartment. In Central Park.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 3 places it's likely to be. We open in Central Park. Phoebe has a new instrument. Do you remember what she has?
A drum.
She has a drum.
A snare drum.
I think she's trying to, like, freshen up her act so she doesn't have to carry her guitar around with her or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Because her belly's too big to carry, like, to be able to comfortably play the guitar. So she thought the drum would be better.
Not a good idea.
No.
She should get some buckets and, like, sit outside a subway station and just be like...
Bucket drumming. Those sound cool.
They're very good. She is not very good. She tries to do a rendition of Smelly Cat. Not great.
That's her best song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I hate Smelly Cat.
Oh, I like it.
I like her song about farmers killing animals for hamburgers. Actually, my favorite song is the one that he sung when, like, Ross was cheating on Julia with Rachel, and he was like...
Oh, yeah.
He must decide! Anyway, Alice comes in, her sister-in-law, half-sister-in-law, basically.
No, it's her sister-in-law.
Well, Frank Jr. is only her... Half brother.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She comes in. They're talking baby names. She's picking a name because Phoebe's having triplets, as established.
Yeah, like, and it's just kind of dropped on the sexes of the baby, too.
Yeah.
So they're having 2 boys and a girl.
Yep. So Alice, I think, is naming the girl. Frank wants to call one of the babies Frank Jr. Jr.
I think the girl name she chose was Leslie?
Nah.
Something like that?
Oh, I thought you weren't good with names, Elizabeth.
Well, we only watched the episode a few days ago, Michael.
That doesn't normally...
I just remember not liking it.
Fair enough. Frank Jr. Jr. and Chandler's like, oh, wouldn't that just be Frank the Third? And Alice is like, don't get me started. Cracks are starting to show in that relationship.
I'll say.
So they're letting Phoebe pick the other boy's name. And Phoebe wants to call the baby Cougar.
Yuck.
This must have been before, like, Cougar was became, like, a popular term for an older woman preying on handsome pool boys.
It would make sense she would choose a name like that, but if the other ones are Frank and Leslie, and then there's just Cougar, it's like, well, they all need to be a little out there, or they need to be pretty typical. I don't think you can have one.
No, I like that. I like that idea.
I don't.
Really keeps people on their toes.
This poor kid.
So anyway, she's like, well, think about it, and the episode begins. I was having a great time during the opening credits of this week's show. Do you remember I was doing, like, the little actions along with everybody? Yeah. I was, like, wriggling around like the puppy, and it was, yeah, it was great.
It was real great.
It was so much fun.
It was so fun.
Ugh.
Wish you all could have seen it.
If only we had a video. We then cut to Ross's seldom seen apartment, where he's hanging out with Emily. She's just packing her stuff. She's about to go back to London. They're living that life. The long-distance relationship. At least she has the means to come over and visit regularly.
Yeah, seriously, like, what, once a weekend?
Yeah. So she's getting ready to leave. She has to leave in 17 minutes, so Ross proposes that they have sex twice before they go. But then, bloody knock at the door, here comes Carol and Ben to cock-block Ross.
We saw Ben!
I know!
He exists!
First time this season, I believe.
That's crazy.
He's got himself a shite little bowl cut.
Oh, that was totally in the 90s.
Ugly.
One of my brothers had that.
I stand by.
Oh, come on.
Ben's getting big. He's grown up. He's grown up right before our eyes.
Yeah, we see him once a year.
just like Ross. It's brought up that Susan, Carol 2.0's partner, is going to London soon. So Emily's like, oh, I can show you around. Yeah, the impression's back this week. Oh, I can show you around London. And Susan's like, great. And Ross is like, not so great. Not happy about that.
No, because him and Susan really don't get along.
They do not. And rightly so. Like, if I was Ross, I would not care for her either.
Well, at this point, though, this woman's basically raising your kid.
This woman stole your wife from you.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's one thing if you are... But his wife was gay.
Right.
So I think she just kind of figured it out on unfortunate timing, but you can't...
An affair's an affair, though. Like, yes, obviously they shouldn't be together if, like, she likes women, but, like, it's still an affair. Like, it doesn't take the sting off it.
Well, he should know something about that, shouldn't he?
Also, she is just not nice to him, either. Like, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, she should... Like, Ross is a dick to her, and I guess she doesn't have to take it, but it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes she's just needlessly mean to him. Phoebe is struggling with baby names. She wants to do something interesting like Exxon. I've written down all of the suggestions in this episode.
Isn't Exxon. That a gasoline company?
Joy suggests the Hulk, which is a good one.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
There's a Brazilian soccer player called Hulk.
Yikes.
And Phoebe's just like, I don't know about that. And so Joey then suggests calling the kid Joey. And then Chandler predictably is like, well, you should call it Chandler then. Which one would you pick? You have to pick one of them, Joey or Chandler. And it has to be Joey. It can't be Joseph or Joe.
Oh, it has to be Joey?
It has to be Joey.
Probably Chandler.
For a boy?
It's pretty gender neutral.
It is pretty gender neutral.
What would you choose?
I think I'd go Joey.
Well, if it was Joseph and you could change it to Joe or Joey or whatever.
Elizabeth, what did I just say?
I would have chosen that, but because the rule you put in place, I would choose Chandler.
It's not my rule. This is the rule that's been, like, enforced on the show.
Uh-huh.
So Phoebe is like, oh, well, we'll see. Maybe I will pick one of those. Speaking of making choices, Rachel is picking out sex clothes to wear for a sexy time with a Joshua.
It's not sex clothes, it's just lingerie. It doesn't mean that you have to have sex if you wear lingerie.
It's sexy sex clothes.
Maybe it makes her feel beautiful.
We're dangerously close to stumbling back into is porn for masturbating argument again. Is lingerie for sex?
No, it's not. Come on.
Well,
some people wear underwear that they really find themselves sexy in underneath their clothes just because they know what makes them feel good.
Okay, fine. But it's for titillation, either for yourself or for another person.
But that doesn't mean you're going to have sex with yourself or with someone else if you wear lingerie. Well,
there are many ways in which you can love yourself, Elizabeth. It's an important lesson that I would like to spread to all of our listeners.
Oh, God.
I want to move on from this because, unlike you, my parents listen to this show, so I just... I can only shudder to think what they've made of the last few episodes. She is going to pop Josh's cherry tonight. What? That's a popular phrase.
He's probably not a virgin.
With her?
I guess.
Well, we don't know. We don't know why that marriage ended.
I guess not.
Monica is doing the cooking for them, and Rachel's going to pass it off as her own. Elsewhere, Ross is deeply upset. He's getting reports that Emily and Susan are getting on fabulously, so he's worried. He's maybe a little beyond worried. He's triggered, I would say. He seems to be very distressed at this. He thinks it's all going to happen again.
But Emily's not gay.
This is one of those episodes like when bloody millennials watch this show for the first time. This is where they start like being like, oh, this show is... homophobic and terrible and...
I just want to point out the fact that we are both millennials.
Nah, bloody... We're not bloody...
We are both
snowflake millennial cucks. Fuck that. We're cool.
We are both millennials. Born in the 80s.
I didn't grow up with a cell phone.
Moving on.
Right. But yes. He's... Yes, the show is a little bit... I think the saving grace about this is that, like, Ross is not implying that, like, it's a choice or that she's going to become a lesbian. I think it's just the fact that he never for a second suspected Carol of being a lesbian.
Yeah.
So, like, if it could happen that time, it could happen again too. Like, I don't think he's trying to make the argument that, like, Susan's going to turn her gay or anything.
No, but I think the fact that Susan did... have a romantic relationship with someone who was involved with someone else, maybe her morals aren't quite as high as Emily's. Like, knowingly, she was sleeping with or whatever with Susan 2.0.
Yes.
Carol 2.0.
Yeah!
So maybe he's worried that, well, if she's done it once, maybe she would do it again.
Maybe. Yep. Everyone else seems to love Susan. Like, everyone's just like, eh, whatever, Susan's great. We never get to see any of this. We never get to see why people like Susan. But anyway, there we are. Phoebe's decided that she's either going to go with Joey or Chandler for the name for the child.
Yeah, these things just kind of come out of nowhere.
Hmm.
Like, okay, I'm going to choose one of your... Like, this is a big decision. You're just... I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Think harder. Many names out there.
Many of them better than Joey and Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. They bicker back and forth a little bit more. They kind of take shots at each other, and then Joey just kind of snaps and is like, Chandler's a shit name. I hate it. It's a fake name. It sounds like chandelier. It's rubbish. And Chandler gets very upset. Elsewhere, Rachel is having her romantic dinner with Joshua in their apartment, which is, of course, the small apartment that Joey and Chandler used to live in. Rachel, very, very overdressed for a dinner at home. She's like wearing a ball gown.
Yeah, it's like a gown with a big slit up the leg, yeah. Heels. Yeah.
Yeah. Just doesn't quite work when you're just having a meal at home.
Right.
A very nice meal, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, seems like a bit much. Seems to be going well, but then Joshua notices the chicken and the duck that have made their way back over to the apartment, and he becomes freaked out. He does not like barnyard animals or barnyard birds or wild birds or something. He just doesn't like them.
It's weird.
Well, everyone's got a thing.
Barnyard birds?
I bet there's a great story in there somewhere.
Oh boy. The writers are reaching.
So he's kind of freaked out. She even gets rid of them. And there's a fun little moment where she like ushers them out into the hall and then knocks on like Joey and Chandler's door and then goes back inside. So Joey opens the door and they're just there and he's like, wow, how'd you do that? It's pretty good. But Joshua can't relax knowing that they're just kind of out there. So they suggest that they pack things up and move the meal. They can't go to his place because there's work being done. He's staying with his parents. Rachel's not too keen on that idea, but then finds out they're out of town, so she's just like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
She wants some of that.
She's been waiting a while for it, Michael.
They've been dating 2 weeks.
Yeah, but she's been lusting after him for many an episode.
I guess. Ross talks with Carol 2.0. They're kind of like, oh, they're having a great trip, blah, blah, blah. Ross kind of goes crazy and paranoid, and he's like, are you not worried? Do you not think there's a small chance? And Carol's just sort of like, all right, there's a tiny chance. And that just sets Ross off more. He's like, oh, no. Ah.
But the fact that she'd be so chill with it, be like, yeah, there is a chance that maybe my wife would be cheating on me. I guess so, yeah. She says it so nonchalantly.
Well, I think she knows deep down. I think she's just like, I don't know what she's doing. It's not very good.
No.
We then cut back to Joshua's parents' house. It's a very nice, lavish apartment overlooking Central Park, I believe. Josh is like, maybe we can eat the food later. And Rachel's like, okay, well, I need to go freshen up. I.e. change into her sex clothes.
Oh, no, she just takes her dress off. It's underneath, Michael.
So she goes to the bathroom. While she's away, his parents come in. Oh, no, they're back from France. Unexpectedly.
France was a bust, wasn't
it? Apparently. France is shit, according to Joshua's dad. So they're there. Joshua's like, oh, I'm on a date. And they're like, oh, we'll get out of your way, So they go to like grab some food. Rachel comes back out the bathroom. No one's in the living room. She goes to sit down on the piano.
She sits on the piano and it makes the little like ding sound that you would expect from sitting on piano keys. And then she's like, oh, God, like, of course it would make sound if you sit on a piano.
Yeah.
It was stupid. So then she sat on the couch all seductively.
Mm-hmm. It was very sexy.
Michael thought it was very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Then Joshua and his parents come into the room and it becomes very awkward. And then Joshua's mom makes a really fucking great prostitute joke.
Yeah, she's like, Joshua, that $500 was supposed to be for groceries.
Which is a great line, but glosses over the most mind-blowing part of this whole scene. The fact that Joshua, who's a grown-ass man, who's been married, moved out, divorced, can buy his own, like, can have his own personal shopper at Bloomingdale's. His parents are fucking leaving him $500 for groceries when they go away.
How long were they going to be gone for? Who needs $500 for groceries? What is he getting, like...
Why are they leaving him money?
Freaking caviar, like pounds and pounds of caviar and lobsters and filet mignon, like...
I don't understand.
Yeah.
He's used to the best. Job? Yeah, I know. What's going on? It's like Failure to Launch all over again. That really awesome movie.
Really awesome.
It's so good. So, like, Rachel is mortified, but she tries to, like, play it off. She's like, I work in fashion, and sometimes they give me outfits to kind of test out, and this one may be a little too raunchy. And, like, the dad's like, well, maybe for Europe or something. Or, no, maybe for, oh, I don't remember, L.A. or something.
Yeah, L.A.
Yeah. All right, cool. And so they're like, okay, cool. Well, seeing as you're here, why don't we all go out for dinner together? And she's like, yeah, I guess so. And the dad's like, okay, so we'll all go together and you're going to wear that. Now, what's he doing here? Is he trying to, like, force her to come clean about what she was actually doing? Or is he just, like, being a perv and wants to make sure that she's going to wear that outfit?
I thought that he was being a perv. That's where my mind went first.
I still can't figure it out. Like, I think when I first saw this, I was like, well, he's either trying to embarrass her or he's gonna, like, he wants her to come clean. I don't know. Because it seems like they buy her argument. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. I just think it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, so they're all gonna go out
for dinner. His wife is standing right there and he's saying that's her. Like, come on.
Yeah. Chandler's still very upset that Joey was mean to him about his name. So he talks about changing it. He wants to change it to Clint. And Phoebe and Joy are like, well, I don't really see you as a Clint, but you'd make a good Gene.
Kind of would.
What do you think would be a good name for Chandler?
Matthew.
Matthew? Well, that's his name in
real
life.
Oh, it is.
I'd go with Alan.
Alan!
I think he'd be a good Alan.
Oh my God, wait, hold on. I want to think of a good one. Barrett.
Barrett? That's not a real name.
Okay, fine.
Daniel. He's a good Daniel. Chauncey?
Chauncey? Sean.
Okay.
I went through the whole alphabet.
I want everyone to know that we just sat, because I'll cut it out, but I want everyone to know that we sat for a minute in silence while Elizabeth thought of it. And Sean is what you came up with.
Yes.
All right. Definitely worth it. Worth the wait.
I'm glad you thought so.
We then cut to what we have to presume is the next day. Rachel is kind of recounting her dinner, her awkward dinner with Joshua and his parents. There was a bit during the dinner where someone spilled like water down her back, so she jumped up and her boob popped out. But she's just like, eh, it's okay, I got nice boobs. So you're like, alright, cool. Ross is still very paranoid, still very worried about Emily and Susan in London. And everyone else is just kind of like, you're crazy. And Phoebe kind of calls him out. She's just like, wow, Susan must have really, really... Carol 2.0 must have really, really, really messed you up. And like, yeah. Because he wasn't like that in high school. He wasn't like that in college. So now he's just become very, very paranoid and untrusting. And yeah, and Rachel's like, yeah, that's kind of how you were with Mark as well.
Yes.
And basically they're just like, right, Ross, you need to fucking not repeat the same mistakes that you did with Rachel. Like, your obsessing and untrusting nature will drive her away. And
yeah.
He's just like, oh, okay. Chandler is going through with a name change. He's narrowed it down to Mark or John. And Joey and Phoebe are like, you'd be better as Barney.
Barney. They're all good names.
And Phoebe's just like, no, don't change your name. I love the name Chandler. If you don't change your name, I will name the baby Chandler. And Chandler's like, oh, okay, great. Thanks, Phoebe. And then Phoebe's like, all right, I'm going to go tell Frank and Alice. And she goes to leave. And then Chandler sort of turns around in Joey's face and like, yeah. And it was all a ruse. It was all his cunning plan.
Yep. I didn't know it was a ruse until I saw Joey's reaction. And he was like, whoa. Like, mm-hmm. He figured it out. But I didn't get that at all. I needed his reaction to tell me that it was a ruse. I believed him, you know?
Well, he's a convincing man, that Chandler. And the episode ends at the airport. Emily and Susan are arriving back on the same plane, and they reunite, and Ross is like, oh, it's great to see you. And then, like, Susan and Emily go to say goodbye, and they give, like, each other a little kiss on the cheek, and Ross is like, oh, no tongues, good, I think we're okay. And the episode ends. And that was the one with Rachel's new dress. Enjoy that episode?
Yeah,
I think it was a bit eh. We've been on a pretty good roll recently, but this was a bit I didn't really enjoy Ross's whole shtick about being jealous. We've seen that a lot before.
Yeah.
I did enjoy Rachel's little awkwardness. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
No, but I thought that was funny, and she played it well, and it was awkward, and yeah, it was good. But that was probably the only good part. I didn't really care about the name stuff either.
Yeah.
All right, shall we jump into the one with all the haste?
Yep.
April 9th, 1998. How many people watched this episode?
I'm going first, right?
You sure are.
Well, I'm going to say 22.9.
Okay, I'm going to say 22.
All right.
Let's see where we end up. 21.8! Hooray! Point for me! Bow, 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 bow.
Good job, Michael.
It's 11-7. So I think I can still win.
There's how many episodes left are there?
Four episodes in it.
Don't look at it. Don't look at the numbers.
One,
don't look at the numbers.
2, 3, 5. Well, there's 5, but one's like a double episode, so I think the ratings count for... Damn. Well, I can tie it up. I'm coming for you. So this episode opens with a lovely song. Morning's here, morning is here. We have Rachel being woken up to that beautiful sound outside her window.
Yeah, the apartment building next door is very, very close. Just a teeny tiny alley between the windows that happen to be in the same parallel. And so this guy has his window open, it seems like it's in his bathroom. And he's fully dressed in his button down and tie, and he's just singing in the mirror morning's here.
Yeah, he couldn't be happier. He's greeting the day.
And Rachel is furious. She's like, do you have to do that? It's a Saturday. And fair enough.
And the guy's just like, come on, morning's here. And then he just keeps singing.
I don't understand people that are morning people.
He's just happy. It's, you know, what's not to...
No, I think it's something I would aspire to be. But I just don't get how people can wake up and be like, I'm awake. Here we go. It takes me at least 3 hours to fully be functional.
If that. Sometimes you just have to write the day off.
Yeah, I do.
So she's mad. Although it is nice for a black person to get some lines. Even if they're being yelled at by one of the main characters in the show.
Yeah.
Oh boy. She storms into the living room kitchen area where Joey and Monica are hanging out. She's mad. She wants her place back. She's just being really unpleasant in the morning. Remind you of anyone?
You?
How dare you?
You're not a morning person, are you, Michael?
I'm not bad.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm all right. Sometimes I'll break into song in the morning.
It's way too early for singing in the morning.
Sometimes I'll come round to yours, just knock on the door, start singing a song, trying to wake you up in the morning.
I'm as furious as Rachel.
The episode opens, and we cut across town with Ross and Emily in bed, kissing. Gross.
Ew.
He's got an earring. He's got his ear pierced.
Can I just say, he looks like a fucking pirate.
That's cool.
Don't you think?
Pirates are cool, though. He does not look cool.
No, he doesn't look cool. He looks like a weird wannabe pirate.
He's got a new lease on life. Anyway, he's not sad. He's not moping. He's got a new lease on life. He's a new man. He's a better man. He admits to it himself. He's like, I just love who I am when I'm with you. You ever had that sort of relationship where you just like feel, oh, everything's just better with this person?
Yes.
Really? What's it like?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay. She has to leave. She has to pack. It's a long distance shit again. She starts putting stuff in the bag and he starts throwing it out. And he's just like, don't leave. I don't want you to go. And she's like, I have to go. I've got a job. I don't think it's a good impression, is it?
It's not bad.
Okay, fine. I'll stick with it then. So yeah, they're just struggling with that long distance life.
Well, I don't understand why he never goes to her.
I think he does. I think you just don't see it.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he has to look after Ben on weekends, so he's like, you're going to have to come here all the time.
Shh. We never see that kid except for last episode.
Yep. If you thought that this was going to be the start of a new era of seeing Ben...
You thought wrong.
Think again. Phoebe's got herself some new trousers. They're Santa pants.
Yeah.
People give her shit for it. They look comfy.
They are long, baggy, red pants with white fluff on the bottoms and a big black belt.
I thought they rather suited her.
But they're so obviously Santa pants, especially with the belt.
I didn't think it was a ridiculous look. Like, it was working with her outfit as a whole. Like, the big belt buckle, like, over the belly. Like, I thought it was good.
It's because that's what Santa does, and he looks good.
But Santa doesn't wear what she was wearing.
Those pants he does.
Yeah, obviously the pants.
So Joey and Chandler kind of point that out, that those are Santa pants.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe's like, well, I got them at this thrift store in the maternity section. They're specifically maternity pants. And you can tell because I found a list of baby names in the pocket. And she pulls out this piece of paper with good and bad and lists of names underneath it. And I think she kind of makes the connection.
Yeah. Rachel and Monica arrive at the apartment, and they are trying to bribe the guys because they want their apartment back. So they have bought season tickets to the Knicks.
Now, how much would that be?
I don't think, this is late 90s, nowhere near as much as what you would pay for it today.
But they're almost courtside.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a couple grand?
No. Way more than
that. No, I think in 1998, I think you could probably get it.
Can you find out?
I don't think I can.
Can you try?
No, sorry.
I think...
In 2011, you could get them for $5,000. Courtside New York Knicks seats. Oh, no. That's just for one set of tickets.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'd say a couple hundred thousand.
Obviously not, because they get the tickets. Like, it wasn't such a big thing back in the 90s. Like,
so what, like 20,000?
You could get a cup of coffee for 25 cents in 1998, Elizabeth.
20,000?
No.
10,000?
No.
I don't know.
I'll refer you to my previous guess. I think a couple of grand.
Okay.
But that's for two tickets.
So a couple grand per game?
Let's just move on. This isn't interesting for anyone, especially me.
It's just because you know you're wrong.
I don't know I'm wrong. You don't know you're right. I will argue this for the next hour if you want.
No, thank you, please.
Yes, that's what I thought. Anyway. Ah, fuck, you made me lose what I was thinking. Anyway, so they've got courtside season ticket seats to the Knicks, and they are willing to trade them for the apartment. And the guys say no. But the game is afoot, and this is what's going to happen for the rest of the episode with them. We then cut to later in Central Perk. Joey and Chandler are discussing whether they should accept the offer or not. Gunther is in no mood for Chandler's sass. He makes some sort of shit cappuccino pun. Can't remember what it was.
Something like two chinos,
cups
maybe?
Of chino or something. And he's just like, oh, shut up. And Gunther's just like, that was shit, and walks away.
In his bright pink shirt.
And I think deep down Chandler knew it was shit as well. Joey kind of wants to take the tickets. He thinks it's a pretty sweet deal, so...
He loves the Knicks.
He loves the Knicks. What would you do?
No.
You don't love the Knicks as much as Joey.
No, not even 1%.
I'm so shocked. Ross arrives at Central Perk with the guys. They make fun of him for having an earring, rightly so. Ross is kind of talking about how much he loves Emily, but he hates the long-distance relationship. He hates having a time frame on something. He hates the fact that, like, the relationship, there's always, like, time restraints. They can only spend so much time together. I say, Ross, you're getting the best of both worlds, man. You get a girlfriend for, like, a couple of days, and then she goes off, and then you can be free, and you can do whatever you want to do. Enjoy it. That sounds like the best-case scenario. Wouldn't you say?
No.
No?
No. If you care about someone that much, you'd want to spend a lot of time with them. Not just dick around.
He's spending a lot of time with her.
Well, we don't really know. It's not clear how often she's there. Or he goes to her. We don't know. But they've known each other about 6 weeks now, so we can't... I imagine they've only seen each other maybe, besides those first 2 weeks, maybe only 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Maybe on weekends or something.
Which, hard to say.
Which would be really hard with jet lag and...
Yeah.
So what does Ross decide he should do?
He kind of, like, talks himself into, oh, I kind of just want her to move in with me, and then we won't have that problem. She can just move here. And as you say, it's been 6 weeks, which is actually good work by them, because it's been 6 episodes since Emily was introduced, so they're kind of sticking to that time frame.
Oh, so those 2 weeks count as the 6 weeks?
What 2 weeks?
The 2 weeks that she was there straight.
Well, he met her 1 week, and then the next week she was leaving.
No, but I'm saying the 2 weeks that she was there without going back. Yeah. So she...
He's known her 6 weeks.
Oh my God, that's not much at all.
Well, did you think when they were saying, oh, we've known each other for 6 weeks, you thought that that was 6 weeks plus 2 weeks where they actually knew each other before? We're not counting those 2 weeks, though. Because we didn't get to know each other at all. We were just... We're hooking up and
I don't
want
to talk about it.
Okay, fine. Idiot. The guys don't think it's a good idea. They try and talk him out of it. They're like, oh, if you do that, you're going to move too quick and you're going to scare her. And they seem to have convinced him. He's just like, okay, I won't ask her to move here. Phoebe is trying to knit. That's her thing this episode, I guess. The girls want an answer to the trade offer that they make. Joey wants to take it. Chandler's like, no, you need to offer us more.
Yeah.
So the girls decide to sweeten the deal. They offer a bet. At first, they turn to Phoebe to come up with a game or a bet that they can play. So Phoebe asks them what they like best about trees and award them arbitrary points. Or should that be arboretum points?
Ooh.
Based on their answers. And then they're just like, nah, let's not do this game.
I kind of liked the game.
What's your favorite thing about trees?
The way they change color.
Oh, that's good. I would say the way that they convert the carbon monoxide that we breathe out into breathable oxygen and give life to...
Carbon dioxide. We don't breathe out carbon monoxide or we'll all be poisoned to death.
Say what?
I also like the way they sound when the wind blows through the leaves.
I like that chipmunks live in them.
I like that there's so many varieties.
Okay, let me add up the points here. I have 17 and you have 12, so I win.
What? No way. You said mine was a good one.
It was a good one.
This game sucks.
So they decide instead to go for a high card draw. Monica draws a 4. Chandler draws an ace. Both people celebrate because the girls think aces are low and the guys think aces are high. The guys are right. Aces are high.
Yeah, I agree. I think an ace would be high. So they say, okay, fine, we'll just draw again. But they don't establish whether ace is high or low. So if they got an ace again, it would be the same thing. I'm surprised they didn't say, okay, well, ace will be high this time. You know, or just something.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right? I never thought of that. They go again. Rachel draws a queen. Looking good for them. Mm-hmm. But then Joey draws a king. The guys win. Hooray. Yeah. So they take their tickets and they leave their apartment to go to the game.
Oh. That's so sad.
3 cheers for the patriarchy. Hooray.
Boo.
Emily is packing again. She's always fucking packing. Every
just
time
don't
you
unpack.
See her, she's just packing.
Leave clothes there.
Leave clothes there. Yeah. Ross can watch them for you while you're away.
Right.
It's just like, fuck. Like every scene we've talked about with Emily, she's been fucking packing or talking about packing. She's obsessed. God. Ross.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We glossed over the fact that last time she had packed, she was in such a rush that she left her underwear there, and
okay.
Ross tried it on.
But he didn't.
Oh.
She was like, did you really? And he was like, no.
Oh, I missed that. I got so
you were too busy daydreaming. No, you were dreaming. Your eyes glazed over.
I'm Ross in my knickers. Arr.
I saw you. You kind of bit the bottom of your lip and looked off into the distance
for a second.
I saw you.
Ah, ha, ha. That's what you get.
When you let your heart win?
Yes.
Ross sees her and immediately goes back on the advice the guys gave her and just asks her to move here. And she's unsure. And she's like, you should move to London. And he's like, oh, I can't. My son's here. You're like, yeah, right,
Dad,
Ross. You can't start trudging that up as an excuse now.
But he has probably a little bit better of an excuse to stay than she does, which is...
He's got 5 really good friends.
No, but he has his son here.
Who he never
and
sees.
She has her family and job. And he has, you know, his family, his son, and a job. But I feel like when a kid comes into it, it probably makes sense for him to stay and her to go.
Well, I suppose. And she's just like, oh, I don't know what to do. I mean, if it were different, if this was years down the line and we were getting married, then I would do it. And then, like... plants an idea in Ross's head. He proposes. And she accepts.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
It's just weird.
You hear about these things.
I mean, it comes out of nowhere in this for me. Because, you know, they built up 6 weeks, that's it. So you don't think he would do something so impulsive.
But the whole thing about it is, as established at the beginning, he's like, you make me do things I would never normally do. You're making me like a better man. I'm more spontaneous. I'm trying new things.
That's
so
a good point.
He's just like swept up in this like great relationship. I mean, it's still very much the honeymoon phase of the relationship, but he feels good about it.
And yeah, so she says yes and...
They're getting married.
They're engaged, just like that.
They do a little bit where he takes his earring out and he tries to, like, put it on her finger, but it obviously doesn't fit.
Arr, it's still healing. Arr.
How fucking small does he think her fingers are?
Well, it is one of those hoop...
I know, but, like, a normal hoop... he would have to be a fucking pirate for it to fit. Like, it's not like...
Take my booty for your finger.
Her fingers are not made of French fries. I mean, come on, that's not gonna fit. And that, kids... is how Ross met your mother. Fade to black. They all live happily ever after. Show over. Elsewhere, the guys are back from the basketball game, and they are shocked to find out that the girls have pulled the old switcheroo.
Yes, they go into
their old apartment. What? The apartment, oh, the girl, the small apartment, because they're going to give t-shirts to the girls.
Right. Nick's t-shirts that they got for free that were too small for them. So they go in there. Chandler immediately sees all the stuff back in its place and is like, what? Whereas Joey just kind of sits down one of the chairs, grabs a beer, and doesn't even, it doesn't faze him.
Doesn't even think about it.
So they go over there, knock on the door, and Monica's like, we're going to discuss this in the morning.
And the female members of the audience are going mad. They're like, yeah! Fuck those guys! Yeah!
And then Phoebe pops in. She's like, I had nothing to do with it. That was my idea.
Yeah, this is happening from, like, the chain link behind the door.
Yeah. They open the door briefly and then close it on their faces.
The girls have, you know, we're having a laugh and this is all fun and games, but the girls have cheated. And they've gone back on their word.
I just want to say how impressed I am with their ability to move all that stuff on their own.
Yeah.
In a few hours' time.
Yep. Two skinny girls and a pregnant lady moving two apartments in, I don't know, what, games 3 hours? 2.5 hours? Plus travel time to get there and back. You know, we'll call it 4 hours, conservatively. Good work. Chandler's just like, well, as soon as you go to your work, we're going to move it back and you can't stop us.
Yeah.
So the girls make a counteroffer. And they say, if you let us keep our apartment, we will kiss for a whole minute.
So that's Rachel and Monica.
We got Phoebe in there as well. We got like a three-way kiss going.
Please stop that. Please. Oh my God. Everyone just turned this off.
And like they just do like a big comedic thing. Like they make the offer and then it's just a quick cut to the guys walking into their apartment being like, yes, that was totally worth it. So it's just like they're playing off as if it was like an easy decision to make. And they were like, yeah, great. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut back to the girls and they're just kind of like, those guys are dumb. Girls don't have a problem with kissing each other.
Nope.
But we didn't get to see it.
No, we didn't.
God.
Are you upset?
I mean, they would have bumped up those 22 point whatever million ratings if they had shown a bit of that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, there we go. Romilly arrive at the apartment. It's Ross and Emily.
That's you made a couple name for them.
It's either that or S, which just isn't that good.
Nah.
Emps. Emps?
Ims?
I kind of like that.
Nah, oh. I like...
Romilly.
Or Remily.
Rosalie.
Rosalie?
Yeah. R-O-S-I-L... I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, Rosalie?
They come in and they sit everyone down and they're like, we're getting married! And everyone's kind of shocked and then Rachel kind of appears from her bedroom and she's heard the announcement and there's like a couple of seconds where everyone's like, what's gonna happen? And then she's like, congratulations, hooray!
Yeah, I did not want to see that shit.
What do you mean that shit?
I don't want to see Ross and Rachel pining over one another anymore. I don't want to see them sad if the other person is in a happy relationship. I don't want to see it anymore.
Okay.
That ship has sailed.
So you think Rachel was sincere in her congratulations?
No, because of the way that they showed her lusting after him, sadly.
I think that's a bit much.
Or looking after and thinking, oh my God, what? No, I don't care about that.
But anymore. Your ex can get engaged and you can be, like, not thrilled about it, but that doesn't mean that you're still harboring feelings for that
I'm
person.
Sure they are. I'm sure they'll end up married and everyone will be happy. Oh, except for me!
Why don't you want them together?
Because I don't like them.
You'd rather have Ross and Emily together?
Sure, they seem happy and
okay.
Fine.
Cool. So yeah, that kind of, the episode ends with everyone just being like, yay, hooray, congratulations. And then we end with another sweet little reunion. It's Joey and the morning singing guy. And Joey, he's delighted to hear it. He leaps out of bed and he starts singing along with him.
He knows all the words.
Morning is here, morning is here, breakfast is near. Something else, I don't know.
The sky is clear.
The sky is clear. It's great. Two peas in a pod.
I just want to say that I think that guy is my favorite thing about this show so far.
Wow. Singing guy?
Yes.
Do you hope that we will see him many more times?
We won't, but I really hope we will.
Oh, bless. So that was the one with all the haste. I don't know if it was because we watched this one more recently, but a better episode, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Something's happening. Big plot device. We got an engagement. Our first friend's engagement.
Well, because I remember you asking me, like, what's going to happen? Are they going to do anything big in this season? Because it's already so far along into it. I really wasn't sure. And yeah. I guess they decided to pop the question 6 weeks together.
Yep. I mean, the switching of apartments, that was fun for 3-4 episodes, you know. Mm-hmm. A nice little, a different look. So that was something to keep everyone busy. And yeah, now we're heading into the wedding plans. I mean, when do we see the wedding on the horizon?
Oh, something will happen before the season's out. The last episode will leave us on a cliffhanger. Ooh. And he'll kiss Rachel or something like that.
Surely not.
Oh, God, I don't know. But I'm everyone
in Rachel's audience... happy with Joshua.
Oh, is she, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's been anything to suggest that they're not happy together.
They're not... I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're showing it as much. It's not... We don't care about
Joshua's him. Joshua's just not that great a character.
Well, but that doesn't mean that
she can't be happy with him. Look, he's no Richard Burke. No one's saying that, but...
True, true.
All right, well, we've got about we've got technically 5 episodes left, but one of them is like a double episode, so we'll feature that one together. So we've got about 4 episodes left in the season. Who knows what'll happen?
You do.
I do. Yes, I was going to say I do. I've seen it many, many times. But I can't wait for you to see it!
Yay!
All right, that'll do it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Friends to the End podcast. If you want to support the show, you can follow us on Twitter at FriendsPod. If you played Bamboozled this week and you beat Elizabeth's score of 1.5 out of 5, feel free to send us a wee tweet at FriendsPod and let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show. You can check out our website, friendstotheend.podomatic.net. You can head on over to iTunes for all of our old episodes and leave us a nice friendly rating and review there. And of course, tell a friend, spread the word, spread the good word to everybody about the show to help us reach a larger audience. We would love it if you did that. Elizabeth, until next time, where we talk about more episodes of Friends, the next episode of which is called The One with All the Wedding Dresses. So that's something that you can get excited about. It'll be like watching a wee episode of Say Yes to the Dress.
I love that show.
Oh, who doesn't? Thank you all very much for listening, and I'll see you next time we watch an episode of Friends together.
Bye.